your grades are to 9, and therefore ECD, early childhood development, resides within my portfolio. The learners of education with special educational needs resides within my portfolio, as well as issues around the management of schools, the governance of schools, as well as teacher development. The last area for which I am responsible is the monitoring of the performance of learners in the system at that level of the education system. Chairperson, what I will focus on primarily is how, as a department, we have tried to respond to the challenges with regards to access to education for children with special educational needs, for youth in conflict with the law. As you will see, I have highlighted the issue of children living on the streets because it's an area that I think we haven't sufficiently started with. And I will also look at these areas in relation to the funding norms.
Basically, our financial situation hasn't improved much because we and the interest of these dead ones. And this business will have to be looked at very closely by the shareholders to be funded adequately, or to capitalize adequately. If you look at our debt equity ratio, our gaming ratio is quite high. And at the moment, the balance sheet looks quite stable. But we've had issues also like the SABC, as mentioned earlier, about the going concern once across this company because of the dependence on the government grant. And when these projects are rolled out and the grant has been used, the issues will come to the fore about the going concern. Basically, on the income statement side, we had sales below our budget target figure, but we managed to cap our losses by bringing in expenditure savings, putting in a stock of sales plan, and also spending money only on necessary projects and necessary issues. The telecom side of the business continues to put a strain on this business on the revenue side, with VSAT. The projects take longer than what we envisaged to come to fruition. The carrier, the market has moved, and also the revenue still not being materialized. Cooperating costs compared to the last year increased by 14%, but this was major because we had to focus on cost control, and also there are certain expenses that we had to incur. Another thing that bore heavily on the income statement for the year was the impairment of the assets that we had to write off for the My Wireless business and the broadcast business that we were in, stemming from the decision by the shareholders, the DOC and the National Treasury, to ask us to exit the retail broadcast and not compete with the private sector in where we were. So we had to write up the network and are waiting to start off the network broadband wireless network and replace that in the future. And then the other issue that had an impact on the income statement was the impairment of the analog TV broadcasting asset. Because an analog shop, you don't have an income from the capability, so you have to impair this asset. So we fast depreciating analog to the switch off date. And that has counted for 7 million extra depreciation. The cash flow looks strong. Basically, because of our high cash holding for government grant money that we have in our position and the interest thereon. But if you take away the government grant, we don't look too healthy, and in the foreseeable future, we will need a strong capitalization initiative from the shareholder.
Thank you very much. Any questions, comments?
Thank you, Professor. On slide 9 of page 9, there's a loss of 69 million. And then on the other side, it says, if you look at slide 25, I don't have slide 25, there's nothing in slide 25. So my question is, what is the major, do you talk about the major impairments and the loss? I'm just curious, what is the major impairment? What are your major impairments? What are the examples of major impairments when you talk about major impairments? And secondly, when you get an oversight with the FNC, they gave us a digital box to test out. Okay, but it says the coverage does not go as far as Cape Town. If I look at your map here, I see that there's no coverage here in Cape Town. And will only come in phase 4. So why is there no coverage this in coverage 15 in Cape Town? I just use that because I'd like to try out the best version of the universe in Cape Town. So, yeah, I'd just like to know why not the other countries don't have it.
Cem, you see, it's not that I'm still not to get Catholic, so it's actually Catholic, I'm still not Islam. So, let him be, so I'll speak to him beyond it.
Yeah, basically, on the slide that you were referring to, it says we budget for a loss of 69 million rand. That was in our budget was submitted to the report to our shareholders. What we actually achieved was an operating profit of 154 million on the continuing operations within the business. Because we exited retail broadband, we see that there is a discontinued off and it won't go into the future. There are certain costs that will continue into the future, but the asset base that we have for the wireless network has to be impaired. That means we have to write it off to the extent of 45 million rand in the income statement, and that asset has a nil value on our balance sheet. Then if you go further, the other impairment that we have is the fast depreciation of analog TV assets, because we bring it to the digital environment, and that asset has also to be written off. But it won't be written off in one go. We pass that in the digital data, so when we get to the analog switch off date, we'll have a nil value on the balance.
Yeah, I mean,
you
obviously have coverage and the wireline coverage and pay time. Coverage decisions rest with the broadcasters, and you provide coverage where it is required by broadcasters. So that's really a short answer to the question.
No, I just want to check, because within the details of the community, The other thing is for the funding model. That we are submitted funding model that supported now. Kept up everything like when we visited during our oversight, we let us something like we were underhanded. But this current funding model kept up our priority. We need to be at the level of support.
Cannot send the accused of not funding model essentially providing incentives to understand that the broadband policy that is being proposed by the Minister of Communications. I believe that one of the things to do is to visit all of the government entities, since that the municipality is standing economically, so how do we work in fact, or how do we work together so that we can really find our resources and provide services to the unnecessary and problems. And I think it's still something that needs to be discussed by everybody.
On the funding model of FinTech, we have funding projects, specific projects. One is the DC project. As we say in FIFA, we are well funded for DC as a short form, as my colleague the CEO has told us. And then also on broadband, we have a project. But over and above that funding model for each project, we will also require a funding model to look at how we fund this business, to recapitalize it, because the debt equity ratios are high, and also to look at a long-term sustainability plan for this organization, because once the budget goes out, the revenue flow from this project is not immediate, it takes a while. So, and we also need to look at this as to what indicators the shareholders set to this organization. For instance, under DCT, the revenue flow will bring the technical management backwards because it's a more efficient system broadcast in a digital environment, and you have to give that savings onto the broadcasters which they are already fighting in the public space for already. So that will bring the tech revenue going backwards, and signal distribution is heavily relied upon. So we have to look at the whole model going forward, and hence the chair is outlining in opening remarks the other deal that goes before outlined to the shareholder many years ago that the reliance of broadcasting revenue is too high to concentrate in it, and we have to diminish that going into the future. So we look at all those issues when we plan to do a funding model and then take this business forward.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Maybe this is a question I have asked the Minister of the Department of Communications. We've listened a lot to all the entities in the Department of Communication, CENTEC, CASA, the SABC, and I was wondering if I can ask the Chairperson, CENTEC's working relation regarding the entities under the DOC portfolio. Are the relations good? Do you understand each other's difficulties? And important, do you assist each other to get the stumbling blocks out of the way to provide the services in South Africa that is needed? Because the SABC can't do anything without ICASA or CENTEC. The infrastructure must be there. And we are listening to all the difficulties from all the entities. I know that funding is a problem, but for instance, if you look at broadband, do each of the type entities support each other in order to reach a certain goal? Because I heard on the radio news this weekend that there's a problem with Sutherland with a big telescope. And the problem is the connection is not made properly to interconnect with the rest of the world, and that will have a big impact, for instance, for further contracts in the future. That can be billions of rand because the rest of the world are interested because of the environment in South Africa. That's why the South African's large telescope is in Sutherland. That's only an example. Because each of the entities needs each other to enroll and to do what has to be done. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Thank you for your attention.
That's why I brought it inside. But if you leave anything outside, sure, now you see, now you don't. So I insisted that they bring the food inside, and then I can keep a watchful eye on the thing. So please help yourself. You don't mind because we really have to do it in that town.
Presentation that's been made actually reflects that we pretty high up in terms of the service that we've been giving to our customers. It's reflected in those slides that it is in fact pretty high. Yes, from Pakistan is rich, but I think in any organisation that has made one gets something like that, but I don't believe that it's cause for concern. When it comes to a working relationship within the framework of organisations reporting under DRC or reporting to DRC, I think Centric is very, very conscious of its biggest client, which is the SADC, and I'd like to believe that the interaction we have with the SADC is a good one, and that there are efforts at all times for the two organisations to work together and to help each other. As we discussed with other organisations that are dependent on Centric service. It was touched on today by the SADC some elements of technical issues which are partially under consideration by the COSA at the moment and partially in respect of direction from the Minister. And I think it was indicated there that the SADC has certain views, Centric has certain views, and the Minister may have certain views. Quite obviously, we believe our views are the correct ones. But I believe going forward, we will work diligently to try and resolve that. I don't know if that answers your question or whether I've got too much.
No, like you said, there's enough the idea, the intention is there.
No, not the chance. My first question relates to the communicating with Suri, the fish from Tempe, which was sent by Oli, in relation to the matter which we raised. And in that response, there is an indication that indeed there was an attempt terminated by the government. Unless maybe it's confidential information of the if we can just be taken on board in terms of why entering to that in the interview and what were the cost implications if they were in to terminate that happening. The second issue is the issue of utilization of the system by Chris. If the cars are supposed to look into that, I will ask the cars on the car. But the matter which I want to ask is that whether the CASA has already resolved that matter, so that if they come in, I don't have them. That's one thing. But I just want to know what is the financial implication of terminating that contract if there was any reason to enter and terminate what price that around the particular matter. The other difficulty which I'm having is that maybe it's because of continuous interaction in such a way that we end up presenting things the same. Because to me, an annual report is different from a progress report. An annual report is what other issues are touching, which you must be able to understand the each document report. The issue of systematic cases within the company go on and so on, which is not part of the process. I think whether people interact too much with them, quality with the report, because the annual report was the institution, so I don't know what it is, for some time, most of the time. Because by the time they leave, we must be able to explain that compliment in them. Remember one time we were talking about Southeast Asia. Where are we now? And what is the impact and so on? I'm just raising that message so that it might be because we have interacted too much, not only for meeting you, but as a particular information. But the other key issue which has been raised is that the issue of the knowledge school, you raised it at one point, even during the department. When the department responded that there is a development of the plan, you raised the matter that at one point we called the treasurer, Spencer, ourselves with 13 and 18, to ask questions and so on, we clarify about those issues. I'm not changing it at all. Something which will never happen. To be honest, what you see, we are engaged in a lot of processes about this issue. And it has not been to. I'm not saying the same sex is the one which that caused the decision, but I'm very general. Can we really, as Parliament, be sitting on the same issue for all the time dealing with this? It's not the time. What is the honest assessment of the same about this matter? So we can't answer the question of the service, we can't maintain a thing, we cannot seem to listen. You call that question to the department. I'm just saying if one of the key objectives was to make sure that they don't keep the school, they do have access. In terms of making the fulfilling their school projects and so on. Because I normally say to you, this might be a small thing, but I don't think that at the end you compare apples to apples. Where we expect kids in the rural areas without having access to information, but the education system is the same. They all require to have projects like anyone in the township or in the suburb and so on. Twice they don't have the access to the children. If the part of the objective was to make sure that those schools have access, but after these years of delay, what should come the cost to the nation? Not necessarily to send people to see what is the cost to the nation. Can someone quantify that cost? Because there is a cost to the nation in terms of development. We don't seem to be focusing, to the other areas and so on. The last thing is that you see, part of why I was raising the issue of the annual report. Because it also heavily details what kind of liability or obligation. When you go through the report here, you see that there was a pending court case, which is still going on. You anticipate it might be 34 million, there's a 36 million case and so on. We don't know what is the nature of that case. I'm just saying, I don't know what is the nature of that. Can someone explain what is the case? That you find yourself in that particular where the deposit is of 26 million, and you also say on the report it might be up to 34 million or whatever, but what is the case? What was the cost of yourself when you yourself in that particular case? So because you account, so that we understand what is your account around that particular name. But maybe you can also explain, you defer income tax, and it seems to be heavy interest, the cost that defer income tax. Why do you have to do that? Having a running a company, understanding what is your tax liability, why do you have to defer tax income tax? Can you explain that why you should enter into that? It's one thing the issue that we are talking about interest and other things, but I want to know the company behind you, the board and etc. I don't know what the terms was. I don't remember previously, second or fourth, that we have used to see culture. said, or but I just did only for that is done to sell it off in context and so on. Of course, I won't enter the rooms of your DTSA and ICASA and so on. But my problem with the ICASA one is that is it a problem of not knowing that at one point you must acquire a license so that you budget. You find yourself at a point where you must acquire a license, then you don't have money to pay in your ICASA loan license. What is the difference? Because I think we should be able to satisfy ourselves that we are able to plan ahead and don't have to respond to the issue. But that's why I'm raising the two issues of the ICASA loan and also the issue of the and some explanation about the 26 million in terms of your case. What is the change there exactly? What is the difference in the second attack here or family has to do in the term?
Thank you. Jay, could you just touch initially on Mr. Charshan's comments in relation to the presentation of the annual report? And the comment is well taken. I think it would be very difficult for us to make a presentation here in respect of which we deal with every single issue in the annual report. And I do believe that by making the annual report available, would give any interested party the opportunity of interrogating the issues there. So I think it should be accepted within good faith. The summary that we've given is a starting point to enable people to question various aspects that are in your report, which we're quite happy and willing to answer, but just to repeat, it's very difficult to cover every single issue. With regard to the issues raised now in respect of the context of that one particular item, I'm going to ask that Mr. Dewberry to handle that. With regard to the inner-legal schools, I think management will deal with that to an extent, but such and such that we are dependent on the Department of Education and other departments to get a site of a facility in front of the school. To catch the litigation for the 26 million will be dealt with by management. Catherine will deal with the income tax issue and the cost of license issues will be dealt with by the
I think the issue you raised about the humanity school is something like that. It is an issue that students have known and can address. We do believe that the issue of supporting and schools, providing them with the voluntary and the teachers and making and all of that, is best that will be addressed by the Department of Education has for the provincial level and national level. And so the funding thereof should be considered in the same light as we do too, with the hospital system and the project, because we don't expect that we can make money. But then in terms of the development of the country and the communication, it is a resource that we need to put in place. And for the reason that I've been explaining and given to 2% alone to the president, and hopefully when we do that, this workshop with the GP is something that we can take part of that we've been interested in talking about this. In terms of the question, the thinking. You'll recall that you have presented in the past to say that Facebook is that alternative funding now, and the care that to the company in the was first one coming in as soon as we were developing a business plan for Broadway and saying that your business plan is done.
In terms of the discuss center was in discussion and discussed for a long period of time about what was really appropriate to have sense for the life. When we first started, the regulator had said something to the union, and he said, on a basic framework, because I really did not make sense to us. But after a lot of negotiations, we didn't find even on the right. And then there was the issue of it took quite a while to finalize this. And for that reason, that it was a while before we started saying that on the other hand, and the people
on the income tax issue, we provide a say normal tax for the first time in this year that went by in 2009 because we become a tax paying entity. Although in a loss situation, our asset losses from the previous years have been used up. So we came to a tax paying position this year, and which provides a say normal tax. Then, in addition to that, we also provide in terms of IFRS for deferred tax. That means where your allowances in your income statement for book purposes, for tax purposes, etc., the tax liability was only okay in future years. IFRS tells you to provide for deferred tax now. So you have as a normal tax, and you have deferred tax in income statement. Where you are uncited, while on the government grant, there's a better book. The law changed in 2005, and you were uncited from that. And this company was start on that issue. They have, we've given them a whole submission regarding the Vietnam government grant, and they are considering that. They've asked for further information, and that might be an interest cost on them for that day. But they are prepared to wait the balance of their money, because we came clean with them, and we came to the conclusion that this amount was investable on government grant. By helping the intention of the strategy of the start and the intention of testing the capital on the capital project,
mainly government grants that are in income, but they are very discussing with this. We've appointed advisors to our government to go in discussions with the staff.
Any other it is correct that on 22 January 2007, the President had reached an agreement, and the agreement was terminated on 4 October 2007. The matter is before ICASA. On the 1st of November 2009, CENTEP lodged a complaint of unacceptable interference with ICASA and ICASA's investigation.
The issue with such as why that contact was entered in the test, how that going to ask the center to do this thing, and why proceeding at the same cost involved in that process. That's the issue. That's one issue. The other issue from the 26 million. I don't understand. I don't hear maybe what the CEO says on the net. To me, it's not clear. I don't hear that that's what they say. It can someone see the fact that it's false. But I don't understand what the CEO says on the net. Any particular discussion subject to the approval by the shareholder, the solar does not approve, but then there is someone who can clarify for that, because I think it is explaining itself that I don't understand what to say. So someone can be able to clarify that particular matter. But on the last one is that the reason for that contract, the reason for terminating the end cost involved in those subjects.
So, again, I would ask Mr. Julius to expand on the issue of the contract of that issue that's before, because at the moment, that I would like to appeal that there should be an understanding of the reasonably sensitive situation in this case, which I've put as indicated previously in Southeast Manor and everything. The other issue in terms of the lack of understanding in relation to the question of the potential for 26 million, one has got to bear in mind that we entered into negotiations in order to, which is one of the things that I explained in my introduction, for the build up for Australia and transfer. And one of the conditions of that was that this was subject at all times to the approval of the minister. And what we faced with at the moment is the potential of some litigation where we believe that we have handled properly in terms of that contract that has been challenged. So if I could just ask Mr. Dube to deal with the other issue.
Thank you. The agreement entered into was a revenue sharing agreement. In terms of the agreement, the parties would work together in developing products and marketing of the product for the benefit of the two organizations.
You trust the sponsors won't help. They will be here until 4 if they can then complete. You see, entered into to share the revenue as part. Is there any financial loss in sense? And why? You see, check. I assume that the board or whoever sat down and analyzed the situation and then they concluded themselves. Let us enter into this strategic partnership with this company so that we are able to achieve the financial. It's happening in hours of over 10 minutes. You see, this short response is one time. You want to know what happened. Did the board took a decision to enter into that CASA agreement? And what exactly were you thinking to do? And what is in the financial loss? To send that if there's any. If there's none, it's fine. But you see, the shortening response, they want to help the army here. And with a full comprehensive understanding what is the testing. That's what it meant by that company.
Yes, just to put it in on this, because I wanted the revenue share agreement of entities too. There are no costs of termination besides the legal cost, because this might become a litigious matter, which we haven't quantified it yet. They have paid us in the revenue share model upfront. We have to refund that money because we terminated the contract. And we've refunded them to the extent of 1.3 million rand that was for revenue that wasn't due to us in terms of the contract. We complied with all the issues regarding the contract, and that matter is now sitting with the data and decide on the interference issue with our existing network. And in terms of between 6 million rand and the 4 million rand, the company that we were busy working with regarding the BOTC model, as the chairperson has outlined in his opening remarks, has put in a claim for us for some joint costs regarding that venture, which subsequently was turned down by the Minister of Communication, the shareholder ministry. They have now come up with a figure of 26 million rand. Now, when the auditors sign off on the annual financial statement, they look at that as a potential claim and they want you to provide for it. But we have looked at the total content of that claim and quantified what we feel is a reasonable figure that we are accountable for in terms of the agreement. It wasn't just expected to think about, there was agreement in place. We've interpreted those agreements, we've looked at them, and the only figure that we feel that they will be successful in claiming against us is an amount of 4 million rand. So we've provided for 4 million rand in our income statement as a potential expense. The balance of 26 million rand is a contingent liability. It's contingent on the, on something in the future happens, which we feel will not happen.
Can I just complete the response about why the community is really agreeable to the we received a complaint from the public saying that they have received complaints from other entities whereby the claim is alleged that because they are said to the other operators, we have the spectrum, don't bother whether this arena alone existence. The census people in the country are doing starting to say that is not so they need to represent the agreement that we have with you. Those are dating statistics and we have a reason for that. Are you after deliberating internally or that you could not do business with an entity that you represent the center outcome and for that reason that you started to transfer?
Good afternoon.
We'll finish up now. I'm told someone asked a question about the relationship between Sanitat FACC and foreign media solutions. Now, the public and begging to have started to have two of the shareholders. And they tell that I'm not unfold. How can I get it? I would ask you to say where I am, that if you fall into the discussion, they say all that I was. For what they are doing, not going to receive the finance product. But I want to understand what that goes to the question asked of the relationship. That is entering a discussion with the people, what the shareholder at the end, you are saying you've been saying fast that you have to pass the shareholder. The shareholder at the end does not have to. How does that happen? And where does it take up in terms of the relationship? That's the point I'm trying to understand. Because I don't understand why you're going to be discussing the shareholders that look at you. But my assumption is that you have a board appointed by the shareholders. You have something to achieve, and you know what you are doing with the shareholders.
then that's going to cost us 4 million. If I'm doing that, I would like to have no to do this, but I'm just saying it's going to cost us 4 million. I'm not saying it's no problem. It might be happening to the shareholder, but I'm just saying the relationship that is going to cost us 4 million. So how does that happen? I don't understand. That's why maybe so that we don't delay the meeting somewhere outside, someone will say it was 4 million, or it was 4 million, the other is 50 million. So that I can't understand. I want to ask you how to make you this big business where the applicant, which is linked to them, is engaging in discussion. Whether they were knowing or not, I don't know. So they have not said so. That from the concept to engage in discussion, he also was aware. But he also has been approved by them. But I want to check it to them, the minister, and ask the minister, why did they let us to send home in a discussion at the end of the day, they don't have to. So that's the issue that I want you to know and address, because the minister finally must respond to them. Why, how did that happen? Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the answer to that is reasonably obvious. In terms of all three of our statutes that were mentioned, the DRC was aware that we would be negotiating. When you enter into a situation of negotiation with third parties, you don't know what the final outcome of it is going to be. So in other words, the agreements that you reach with the third parties with whom you are contracted, is on the basis that it would have in certain cases, it means the approval of the shareholder, in our case of CIC, the approval of Treasury, and I believe that in terms of those contracts, we covered ourselves on that. But you can't go along with this pre-approval of a project when you're dealing with a third party if you don't know what all the final conditions are going to be. So that is the practice that we had to follow in terms of doing this. But the DRC was aware all the time of the fact that we were negotiating. The fact that we come up with a situation where there's a dispute in terms of contractual liability, in terms of what they expected to be done, our view is that there was no contract at the end of the day because it was subject to the agreement of the DRC. But unfortunately, we've been forced now to debate issues like this, which may in fact, at the end of the day, involve litigation. So it's understandable that we would be trying to be careful in our responses, which I think is responsible.
Thank you. Then on page 150, we're dealing with directed income. Now, the executive members here, you, for instance, you see the increase from the salary from 1.8 million in 2008 to 2.01 million in 2009. Have you budget, what percentage have you budget for increase for the executives for the next financial year? And then you can also explain, there's a column that says expenses, expense allowance and other benefits. What does this include? Other benefits, the bonuses, what exactly is included? Honorable one dealt with my question about the Dinner Lady School project. Did the Department of Education and Communication advance any reason in the delay of naming the school, of finding the school? Had you found out from them what needs to be delayed? And then do I understand it correctly that you still don't have the 500 million? You're still also waiting for the 500 million and you're waiting for the length of the school from the Department of Communication. Is my understanding correct? Thank you.
What's the name of the question? So I can just from the point of view, I could just clarify the question of pension funds. That Centric pension fund that you referred to, honourable member, is part of a fund that was taken over by Centric when it was separated from the Australian. And that was one of those funds where the end of salary, final salary that the pension is payable on. In other words, if that fund has not performed well, then CEDIC is responsible for topping up any pension of those employees. The basic other members of CEDIC shortly after the transfer from the SADC went on to a pension, a CEDIC retirement pension fund as opposed to a CEDIC pension fund. And that one, the pension remuneration comes out of the value of contributions made over the period. So it stops the liability in terms of the company. I hope that answers your question in this
section.
That's all that's left of the pension fund. All the other 530 members of CENTIC on the CENTIC retirement fund, which is the one that I told you that when they retire, their benefit is based on the total contribution during the time that they use growth.
I assume that it's relevant to executives. Six people are on the executive benefit.
Just long serving CENTIC employees that were previously employed by the executive. Just in respect of this denominated school, I think there have been explanations as to where we are there. We can get further clarification on the success that CENTIC has had with schools in Pasadena, in Tumalanga, in the next that we are actually delivering there because we've been able to come to agreement with the Department of Education. The increase in fringe benefits, sorry, I'm dealing with the honourable the world's questions here. Those increases in fringe benefits and the other allowances, the salary increase in respect to executives that was dealt with after that financial report has been sent to them, which is the same as what all other members of the CENTIC staff have been. And the fringe benefits are sometimes just also to ask that if you will deal with that.
Thank you, Jeff. On the expenses allowance and the benefits, the contribution, your company contribution to the medical expense, and also a partly the internal cost on the petrol for the car proceeding. Let me touch that.
the expense allowed and other benefits that the perpetual plan?
Make a contribution to the
other one to the next one. So the perpetual allowance, if it comes from work to the template, or why do you have a perpetual allowance?
You get a federal allowance because you're using your own car, you don't get any other reimbursement from kilometers. So you're allowed to use that for petrol and solar fees. Not for maintenance of the car, you get the maintenance cost, but it's for all your petrol costs in your solar fees.
Thank you, Professor. If that's true, I'm not putting it right. I think the top question of funding is so difficult, and we've actually gone through quite a practical time. I think it's like a slide in respect of the broadband wireless network. You might have been out on the head, so it should proceed it on the basis of speeches and promises and encouragement to go along until such time as funding became a reality, and that's why we last reserved in order to go ahead with that particular project. At that particular time, I think it's probably safe to say that we were doomed if we didn't, and we were doomed if we didn't, because we were given all those licenses and sat around waiting for the funding to be provided to us, but without having utilized some of our own resources, we have been sitting and sitting ourselves creating opportunities for us as well. So I believe in good faith and in respect of positive and good business decisions, we went forward with that on the full expectation that funding would materialise, which it did not do. We now sit with a situation in respect of the funding that has been given of $500 million for the National Broadband Wireless Network, in respect of which the board has refused to spend that money until we have certainty about the funding. So I hope that in extent answers the difficulties that we've had in respect of that. And I think that the relationship and the working together that we have at the moment with the Department of Communication and with the Ministry is good and positive in terms of going forward to the result.
They don't audit it, they review that we did not express an opinion on it. But the report itself was to report an unqualified report. So only on the performance information, when you look at the HR steps, our stakeholder information, our performance of our network, all those types of issues, they conducted a simple review and not a full audit. Had they conducted an audit on it, the cost versus the benefits would have outweighed the value. And there would be technical engineers to come in, specialists to come and audit those issues. So we're going to look at this thing in perspective of what the cost of that audit would have done as opposed to a review.
Yes, sure. Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. On page 10 in Ms. Easting, the Chairperson's report, I just want to ask clarity on this. It's stated there on the top of page number 10. The sector awarded to Centec is key to the delivery of the NWBN. Some commentators and prospective competitors have called for spectrum to be reallocated on a use-it-or-lose-it basis. I just want to find out, because the first time we met with this, with Centec and CASA, there was a lot of gossip around the National Defence Force and the unused spectrum they have got in their position. That also applied to the Defence Force. I know the Defence Force don't use every day all the spectrum, but when they need it, they need it. If you can give some clarity on that, please.
The issue is in a lot for, we are part of spectrum. So the user who was using all our sort of environment to areas and low energy numbers. And so the concern here was that until government decides on how that how the network infrastructure is going to be robust, should the spectrum be taken? By the time that it's fully made, it is perhaps because you will not have the necessary spectrum to roll out. And so this issue was very simply settled with the inheritance of digital delays in the region, but because Centec is not the one making it on this project, not for Centec's decision alone, that it didn't even set until government. One of the things that the industry is going to be new, the things that are new, and the industry is going to get all of the government. So we can handle it for a good energy in one country. So we have to say that we're not having all of the plans. We find one of the things we need to do.
I don't know, but if you go any level, it's not going to come. I don't know what. It's not the subject I know what we go around to. But what is the happen behind the closed door? I don't know. You are not the what is what if you visit it, you will do it down the line. It was different sensor. It's not on today, it's going to. We don't have to respond.
No. I want to thank Mr. Edwin and the CEO. Thank you very much. I know that they are just for time. But I think clearly from the kind of questions the commission is asking, we are concerned about the overall direction and simple certainty. We cannot divert the same argument around over and over again. Either we are frozen on this issue of the timing decision one way or the other, but I think we need to get certainty about it. You know, I in my mind, I think of it as only we have the intensity for the split for the and you must really decide who you are and what you are. That definition must be the clear certainty about what your own functions are, what they're trying to do, and then you'll go out. It can't be one thing or another. That's what I do.
ordinary way, I'm trying to put it in a way that you can understand it. But it's a discussion that we're going to have to, I think, continue. All right, the new ministry, etc. The policy medical community, so I want to thank you for your time. We've made this short because we had the opportunity of meeting with you a week ago. Otherwise, you would have been sitting here. Thank you very much. We're going to have to adjourn now because we've got to go to the house for everyone. And we're going to leave at 3 o'clock to get any of the reports to Tata and all that. Thank you.